You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Bob Martin. I'm a co-book writer, co-screenwriter of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Chad Beglin. I'm lyricist and co-screenwriter of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Matthew Sklar, composer of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Adam Anders, producer and executive music producer of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Gordon Cox. I am the contributing theater editor at Variety and the host of Variety's Stagecraft podcast. The Prom, the stage musical, is very much in love with Broadway and the Broadway musical itself. And I just wonder, on a more broad level, how did you think about taking this story that is a love letter to a certain form that was being told in that form and holding on to the quality of being a love letter to that form while, you know, being on a screen? Adam, you mentioned, you alluded to the idea of how do you take, you know, the thrill of live performance and put it up, get it into a small TV screen. Tell us about the process of that for all of you.
Well, building Broadway helps. A lot of money.
Yes.
Actually, sure. Build Broadway.
To just build 45th Street right there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The cleanest 45th set. Street yeah. has ever
yes,
looked.
Exactly. Slightly romantic.
Walking onto that Sardi set was outrageous. Yeah, it was just outrageous. I mean, everything was done with such great care. You know, for me, you know, I particularly love We Look to You. It's just shot so beautifully, and having the ability to cut back and forth between Applebee's and the Imperial Theater during a performance of Swallow the Moon was just so smart and effective. And it added a layer of emotion to the song for me, because it showed that there's a history between the characters, at least from Hawkins' side. And also Keegan sings it so beautifully, and that orchestration is gorgeous, and with all those strings. But like every song was treated like that with such great care that it feels theatrical to me.
Yeah.
There's the sort of balance of the material is slightly different in the movie. We don't have as many specific references to Broadway, as much Broadway in humor in the film, and which kind of frees up some real estate to get into, as I said, things like Barry's backstory. When you write something about the theater to be seen in a theater, you can really indulge in that.
It's very meta.
but it's not worth going there as much in film. But then again, with the film, when you have stars like Meryl Streep, there is a kind of built-in irony there, where she slams down her Tony and says, "You know who I am now. Like, we all know who you are."
Yes, true.
So there's an additional showbiz irony that happened because of the nature of what Ryan did.
And by the way, it was just actually getting to know Meryl during this. She's very self-deprecating, which is really funny to me because of the role she's playing. She's making fun of herself actually playing this role, and I think that's so refreshing. And you can kind of feel that coming through. But I think too, it's just like we said, you know, I think the original is a love letter, and each song to me felt like a love letter to something else that I'd heard or felt. And just going further with that, whether it was like an Evita reference or, you know, however we could heighten those little touches. So that was probably when we were digging down on the arrangements, what we looked at.
Tell us a little bit about the original songs and what the impulse was behind writing them and how they fit into the film.
Well, as Ryan said, it was just to get Meryl to rap, right?
Go out and start your own parade. And if somebody starts in with new drama, just go high like Michelle Obama.
Well, we originally had written a song for Barry to sing to Mrs. Green. And it was a very emotional ballad. And it became clear as we were shooting that there were some pretty heavy scenes, you know, in that section, and it was getting pretty heavy. And at the same time, COVID came and made up our minds for us. So the next step was Ryan had asked us to write a song at the end that would sort of sum up the theme of the movie and keep the party going. And, you know, taking, you know, the sort of Broadway sound and mixing it with the pop sound. So we started calling it Popway. And so we came up with Wear Your Crown.
Yeah, that was a really fun collaboration between Chad, me, Adam Anders, and his partner, Pierre Astrom. So it was, we got to combine our sensibilities. They're, these guys produced all the music for the prom movie beautifully, but they're also killer pop songwriters. Mm-hmm. So it was really fun to work on that together. And it was, and I just love how it works with the picture, because it just feels like you're in the middle of this amazing party, and you know, after that triumphant button of it's time to dance, we just get to sit in this joy for three more minutes, and I just really love how it works.
Per and I are both Swedish, so it's kind of like we had to put our Swedish hats on for one song.
They also write very fast. It was another one of those things where I was like, you know, I'm
really
texts
fast.
Like about, you know, tweak this lyric, maybe we should do this, maybe we should do that. And I'm used to, like, in the musical theater, you know, you have a meeting and you discuss a song, and then, like, I go off and stare at the moon, and, you know, get, like, these guys were like, hey, give us another line, give us another, you know, it was like,
no, we were in the last week of previews time. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, it was like the last week of previews.
Right. Yeah,
well, we were trained by Ryan. We did 800 something songs in six seasons of Glee, so
that'll do it.
Had to move fast.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of the Broadway Podcast Network in association with Netflix and Sony Masterworks. Be sure to watch The Prom on Netflix and grab the soundtrack everywhere streaming music is found.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.